This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Big Bear Mark.
This is Luke the Wonder Cub.
And this is a podcast for Brekkie Bears
on Joy 94.9.
Luke, you've got a problem.
Oh.
You've always got a bit of a problem. You're a bit of a grumpy bear at times. Yeah.
Well, I think when I have a right to be grumpy, I think it's okay.
So what's going on? Because it's with your work, right?
So let's backtrack a little bit, right?
Yeah.
So I've worked at this company for 8 years.
Yes.
It's a long time.
Yeah. It's a long time to work for a company.
It is. Yeah, it's pretty good. And it's a call center environment.
Yes.
So we're not public facing, right?
No.
And recently, as soon as July, a couple months ago, they introduced a new dress code.
Right.
And so we all sort of begrudgingly were like, dress code. Because we've all had casual gear for years. However, there were some people that probably took it a bit too casual. I'm talking like trackies and like
super casual. That's not a good look.
And that's not a good look. I think that's what they were trying to get rid of. They were trying to like minimize that kind of attitude of wearing like trackies and like a hoodie. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I understand the reasons for a dress code. You know,
sometimes pair of trackies can be quite attractive. But anyway, keep going.
Not on some people, trust me.
Not on some people.
And also like leggings and stuff. You know, they just wanted to like minimise that crap,
yeah,
you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah,
and
yeah,
try
yeah.
and make a more professional environment to get more clients, right?
Don't wear your pyjamas into work.
Totally.
Yeah, right.
But the dress code is a bit more strict than that. You know, managers have to wear collared shirts, which I have had to be doing for the last few months, which is fine. I don't mind. I like collared shirts. It's no big deal. However, one thing that's come up now because the weather's so hot, because today's 38
degrees. 38
degrees,
I know. It's like sweltering. It's
as a workplace, we are not allowed to wear shorts. At all.
Right.
Ever. Under any circumstances.
Is it air conditioning where you work?
Well, they say that it is. However, oftentimes the building temperature doesn't regulate itself properly and we get hot air shooting out the vents instead of cold air.
Oh, that's not good.
So right near where our desks are at work, we actually get quite hot even on cold days because it's so poorly regulated.
Right.
So we've basically said, look, what's the temperature that we can have a shorts? You know, is there a sort of a cutoff where you say, hey, it's over 35 today, so shorts are okay?
Yeah.
And they've said, no. No.
No.
No shorts ever.
No shorts ever.
The building will be regulated fine, as it always is, they claim, and no shorts. Now, here's my thing, right?
Yeah.
It pisses me off because we're not customer facing. People don't see us. We're in a call center. And I don't feel like I'm not saying like short shorts or like ripped denim shorts, or I'm saying like a nice pair of like dressy shorts. You know.
But you can get fine. You can get some air up to the boys, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And let's face it, women in the workplace where we work are allowed to wear skirts and dresses.
Ah.
So they can wear skirts.
Well, what
medium
you,
length.
Why don't you wear a skirt?
Well, here's the thing, whenever we joke about that, we say, well, Will's wear skirts too, they kinda give us a look like, don't be stupid. You know what I mean? Like, we cop this kind of attitude of,
you
like...
You can get a very nice utility kilt and, you know, they look classy, they do.
It's just frustrating because, I mean, it's going to be 38 degrees today.
Yeah.
I've got to go to work and wear... I'm wearing them now, jeans. And I'm sitting here at 25 degrees already kind of sweating. Like, I'm a big guy, let's face it. Like, I get hot, I don't like it, and it makes me unwell. It genuinely makes me feel like crap
you
in
get
the
a
heat.
Bit, you get a bit tainty.
Well, not tainty. I just don't feel well. You know, don't be gross. I don't feel well,
well
in the heat.
You get sweaty and...
No,
you
it's
know,
not about that. It's literally I get nauseated. I don't cope well in the heat. I get heat exhaustion. I have a tendency to faint as well.
Oh, God. And I wouldn't want you to faint.
I'd fall pretty far.
Yeah.
And on people.
Long way to go.
So I'm pissed off and I don't know how to handle it because, I mean, they've introduced this dress code after all this time and it's kind of like they're just like, this is how it is now, deal with it sort of thing with no room for any movement. Has this happened to you before? Do you have a dress code in your workplace that you think is a bit unfair? What do you think about the fact that women can wear skirts and men can't wear shorts? And look, I want to put it out there as well. This isn't about, for me, I have female managers. My three managers that are in my campaign where I work are all female. And our HR team is a female team as
but
well.
But women can't wear shorts, I'm assuming.
No one can wear shorts.
No one can wear shorts. So
women can wear skirts. And I feel like this is wrong. I actually feel like it's unfair to men.
I don't know.
I don't want messages in saying, oh, women cop it in the workplace. They don't get paid as much. We all get paid the same, and my managers are all women. So put that out there straight away. I don't want any responses that are like, oh, well, women are really unfairly treated.
Yeah, you're not being misogynist or
anything. No, this is just me saying, hey, if they can wear skirts, I should be able to wear shorts.
We've had a couple of messages in.
So a bit of backstory first. So the dress code has been implemented in our workplace a few months ago after being there for a long time. I've been there for 8 years. And this dress code, it implies a few things. You know, you can't wear this, you can't wear that, which most of it makes sense and you kind of go, yeah, okay. However, one thing they haven't factored in is we're in Melbourne and they've taken shorts away from the dress code. They said no shorts allowed when it has been allowed previously. And today in particular, it's 38 degrees in Melbourne.
Yeah.
And we've asked them for a reprieve on this, and they've said, well, no.
Well, look, I mean, I've worked in call centres in Brisbane, and it's like hot all the time up there, and we had dress policies up there.
Mm.
So I don't know, but you've had some support,
but
I have
to say. But the issue is that women don't have the same dress code that men do.
No, but...
So the messages that we've had pretty much back up my point. Someone messaged in saying... Understand completely. I wear leather sandals in the heat. My argument to management was that all girls have the sandals on, which they do.
But that, I'm going all fashion police. No one should wear sandals.
No one.
No one should wear them.
Well, they're not wearing like Crocs. Come on.
Oh, that's worse. Don't even get me started on Crocs. I hate the things.
But look, another message in from Jordan from Coburg. Hi, Jordan.
Hey, Jordan.
Says, we have the same problem in my workplace. New management. Now we have to completely wear corporate wear, including suit pants. In this weather, it's terrible. Today, I'm rebelling by wearing a short sleeve shirt, which will most likely be questioned as to why I'm not adhering to the dress code. However, as mentioned, women in the workplace will all be in skirts and also in sandals, open-toed shoes, yet men are expected to wear black leather lace-up shoes. Complete and utter BS. And that's kind of my point, yeah? Like, I'm not saying, like, I should wear shorts and women can wear... You know, I'm saying that it's not fair that women in our workplace are allowed to wear skirts and open-toed shoes, whilst I'm expected to wear, like, at minimum, I have to wear jeans, like, nice jeans, and, like, nice shoes. I can't wear, like, casual...
But, look, I've been in positions where I've had to wear a suit all the time, suit and tie. I don't do ties. I hate ties.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I'm a big guy, and, I mean, my neck size is, like, 54 or something. So I hate getting ties. But, I kind of think if they've got a dress policy, you've got to stick to it.
I think it depends on where you work as well.
Yeah, it does.
Like if we were a bank or something, okay. We're not a bank.
You're the same because, I mean, the call centers for the bank, you don't see them. And I actually think if you're not customer facing, they don't have a huge... Like I used to be in a call center where everyone had to wear business attire because the managers thought it makes you act more professionally. That eventually got overturned and we went smart casual.
Yeah.
But that was the workplace.
I just want dress code equality. That's what I want. I want equality in the workplace.
Oh, see, I don't think you can... Oh,
you know what I mean? How come I have to wear jeans and they can wear skirts and like open-toed shoes?
Well, if you want to wear your high heels and your skirt,
but if I did that, then I'd be sent home to change probably because that would be like taking the piss, basically. Like I can't do that. As a manager as well, especially I can't.
I don't know. I think we need an equal rights lawyer to talk to us about this. It's like I don't know what the situation is about, workplace dress codes and stuff. I mean, remember the police had the thing about the beards.
Yeah,
they had to get rid of their beards. That's awful.
I've had a message in from Mick who says, suck it up. And he also says, I have to wear uniform every day, as do the girls. That's fine, Mick. You and the girls wear the same uniform.
Actually, I think Mick is the policeman. But
well, of course you got to. What do you expect? You're going to wear casual shorts, police uniform? Like, what are you talking about? If it is that. But I mean, I just think, you know, again, that case, it's men and women wear the same thing. They both wear uniforms. Like, I am saying that if I have to wear pants, they shouldn't be allowed to wear skirts and open-toed shoes. I think that's crap. I think it's not fair.
I'm going to say you have to suck this one up and just deal with it.
You don't think it's a problem, though? I'm not wearing shorts. I'm clearly going to suck it up and wear jeans like I am. I'm just saying that women should have the same rules that we do. That's gross. If it was the other way around, if we were allowed to wear shorts and they had to wear pants, oh, all the misogynist, ridiculous conversations we'd have. You know what I mean? Women everywhere would be like, that's disgusting, it'd be in the news. Oh, this workplace is anti-women. It's like anti-feminism. It's misogynist.
I think you need to have a talk to them. But, I mean, you've got to talk, and it's all part of the discussion. But at the end of the day, if their policy is that you don't wear shorts, that's the policy.
If the role was reversed, it would be an uproar. That's what I'm saying. But as a man, I'm meant to just suck it up, and I think that's gross.
All right, we're getting
meninist.
We'll talk
hashtag
about
meninist.
This more about this in a minute
here on the Brekkie Bears.
I'll be back with a full bulletin at 8.
Thank you very much, Anthony. Now, Luke has definitely thrown the cat amongst pigeons on this one. Do you think he should be able to wear shorts at work?
I think so. If particularly if you're not public facing, I think that's yeah. I mean, you can have. You can have a standard, but I mean, in a sense, yeah, it's. I mean, I work in a. We have casual Friday, and you're allowed to wear shorts. So, and today I've not got my suit on. I've got lighter trousers, and you know, so yeah.
Well, even our casual Fridays, we have casual Fridays too, but we can't wear shorts on those days.
No,
wow,
it's excluded 100% of the time. Even on weekends, it's meant to be excluded, apparently. I had some more messages in about this topic, talking about, you know, whether shorts should be allowed and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Had some more messages in from Jordan, who said also corporate wear is uncomfortable in hot weather and reduces productivity.
Well, true.
Which is true. I mean, it's a good point. And we've also got Daniel, who's driving into work at the moment, and says, now I'm nervous. I'm a guy driving to my corporate attire workplace in a classy short, and I'm feeling very anxious.
Oh, sorry, Daniel.
Didn't mean to make you upset.
Yeah, we had Travis also. Message in saying, I work at a mandatory long sleeve and long pant, but I find girls get away with dresses.
And I can't get away with a nice pair of shorts.
Yeah.
I agree with Luke here.
Well, yeah. But look, we've had our lovely OA who does the reception, Alice, come in and say, well, she doesn't wear skirts. So she used to work in a call centre thing, and she had to wear pants as well. She couldn't wear shorts. So she was saying it's not really a men women thing, it's a skirt thing, because she doesn't wear skirts, so what's her option? She's got to wear pants as well.
But that's a choice to not wear skirts, though.
Well,
is it
a choice? Because she doesn't wear them.
But technically written down in a policy, skirts are acceptable to wear.
I mean,
from women.
She could, but she doesn't. So
She could. It's technicality. You can't sit there, Mark, and say, oh, it's policy, and then take her side about a technicality like that. In policy, it's fine.
Look, I mean, I think obviously it all has to be negotiated, and it has to have a good reason. I mean, your workplace said it was in case a client came in.
Yeah. So really what they should do is they should be aware of the meetings they have and say, hey, on Wednesday, wear nice clothes, guys, because a potential client's coming on the
floor. I would agree with that.
You know, no one randomly pops in to be a client on the day of. Oh, I'm just going to pop in and have a look. Like, they have meetings scheduled for weeks in advance for this stuff. If that's going to happen, let us know in advance so we can dress nicely, and we all would.
Do you have
regardless
a changing
of
room?
Weather.
Changing room?
Oh, we have no bathroom, just bathrooms.
Ah. You could go in shorts and then put your jeans on at work.
Well, they can, yeah, but that's still not nice.
No. This is the Being a Podcast for the Brekkie Bears on Joy 94.9.
If you like our podcast, why not rate us on iTunes and Stitcher? Woof girl.
Woof girl.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.